You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill Daily French Open podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action. My name is Mark Walton and once again, it's Dave Keller in the studio with me. How are you, Dave?
Can't get rid of me. Cannot get rid of me. I'm good, thank you. I'm very well. I'm looking forward to... We're recording this before Thursday's action. Looking forward to the tennis we've got on court today and looking forward to tomorrow's tennis as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You picked out three matches for us. Are you confident going into Friday?
It's tough. It's a tough day, Friday. I've been more confident before now, but hopefully we'll be able to unearth a couple of winners at the very least.
Okay. Have you enjoyed it so far, Dave?
I've enjoyed it immensely. We've seen some weird performances. Simona Halep getting knocked out by Mirjana Lucic-Baroni yesterday was a big shock. Philipp Kohlschreiber being taken to five sets, a shock as well, in my opinion, and seen some really good performances. I was very impressed with Joe Wilfried Tsonga yesterday. He looked great against Dudi Seller. I never really fancied him on this surface, but he's looked fantastic.
Okay, good.
I don't think he'll go that far in the tournament, and I think there will, once he steps onto court against a traditional clay courter, he will be exposed on the backhand side, but I thought it was good against Dudi Seller yesterday, so I enjoyed his performance.
Right, well, let's get stuck into Friday's action then. We start with Gael Monfils against Pablo Cuevas. Monfils is 4-11, Cuevas 2-1. You were the favourite here?
I'm not. I think Gael Monfils will get knocked out here. World number 13, Gael Monfils, taking on the Uruguayan Pablo Cuevas. Monfils beat Edouard Roger Vasselin in the first round here, 6-2, 6-7, 6-1, 7-5. Then came through in a match that I watched yesterday against Diego Schwartzman, 4-6, 6-4, 4-6, 6-2, 6-3. So that went five sets, that match against Schwartzman. And Schwartzman's a tiny guy. I mean, he stands at like... He's barely taller than a toadstool, Diego Schwartzman. He's only 5'6", 5'7". So I expected Gael Monfils to walk all over him, in all honesty. Came up against Edouard Roger Vasselin in his first round. Wasn't impressive, in my opinion, at all. He's coming up against a real clay courter. You look at the amount of games that Pablo Cuevas has played on clay over the past 12 months. He's only lost 9. He's won 47 matches on clay over the past 12 months, which is an incredible number. And he beat Dominic Thiem in the second round. Was a tight four-setter, beat him 7-6, 7-5, 6-7, 7-5 in the end. But when you consider last week, Dominic Thiem won his first clay court title in Nice, beating guys like John Isner and Leonardo Mayer en route to that final. Beat Leonardo Mayer in the final. Mayer's having a good run at the French so far. John Isner looks fantastic on the surface at the moment as well. You can maybe upgrade that performance against Dominic Thiem yesterday. Gael Monfils, at this stage in a tournament, always cites fatigue. He talks about how fatigued he is. He's not a battler, Gael Monfils. I wasn't impressed with him against Schwartzman, made a lot of unforced errors in that match. Pablo Cuevas will make him fight for every single point because he's a traditional clay courter, so he's used to rallying from the back of the court for long periods. We saw that against Dominic Thiem. Will be my strongest bet of the day here. I think Pablo Cuevas will knock out Gael Monfils. It could be a tight match, this one. So you could be looking at a 4 or 5 setter, but I think Cuevas to come out on top, 3-1 at 13-2 or 3-2 at 6-1. But I just like the 2-1 on Pablo Cuevas to win this tennis match.
Yeah, 2-1's value in itself, so why complicate matters?
And I think if you're looking at some... I think tennis is one of those sports where a lot of punters look at very, very short prices and stick them into accumulators, and you get daily tennis hackers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at William Hill's book, I'm sure it's littered with tennis accumulators with 3, 4, 5, 6 long odds on shots in there. If you want an odds on shot that will land, in my opinion, I mean, always got to qualify it by nothing's a certainty in this game, Mr. Walton.
Yeah.
I like Pablo Cuevas to win a set 2-5 to win a set in the match. That's under the set betting markets. I think if you're sticking together 2 or 3 and you just want to get over the even money threshold, 2-5 on Pablo Cuevas to win a set in this match is stick on. Gael Monfils will switch off at some point and Pablo Cuevas will wear him down. Monfils has dropped sets in those first two rounds against lesser players than Cuevas. Against Roger Vasselin, as mentioned, dropped a set in that match. And Schwartzman had opportunities to beat Gael Monfils in that second round match. Cuevas will go into this match with no trepidation whatsoever. I think he gets at least a set. 2-5 for him to win a set, I think, is a decent price, actually.
Okay, confident selection in that one then. Let's move on to Lucas Rosol against Timuraz Gabashvili. It's 4-6 for Rosol. Gabashvili is 11-10. So quite a tight matchup predicted here.
Yeah, and I think it will be. Rosol, of course, will always be remembered for that 2012 victory at Wimbledon over Rafa Nadal. That was his day in the sunshine. He's not a typical clay court exponent. And funnily enough, these two have met 5 times on clay. And Timuraz Gabashvili has the head-to-head advantage just narrowly. He's won 3 of their 5 meetings, but their most recent meeting came in Kitzbühel back in 2012. And Lucas Rosol came out on top in straight sets. Interestingly enough, in those 5 meetings, we've had 3 tiebreaks. So we've got 2 reasonably big servers here, particularly in Lucas Rosol's case. He's that's how he beat Nadal, really. Just had one of those days where he couldn't miss with his first serve. And at Wimbledon on the grass, of course, that first serve skids through and he managed to dominate Nadal on that occasion. As far as their records to date in this tournament, Timuraz Gabashvili has beaten Feliciano Lopez. Good scalp there in his opening round. 6-3, 7-6, 6-3. Again, Feliciano Lopez will be looking forward to Queens and to Wimbledon, where he generally excels. In the second round, came through against Juan Monaco, more of a clay court to Monaco, but still not his favoured surface. Beat him 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. So he's not dropped a set so far in the tournament, Gabashvili. The same applies to Lucas Rosol. Came through against Elias Ima in the first round, 6-2, 7-6, 6-3. And then came through against Roberto Bautista Agu. That was a big shock. Lucas Rosol beating him in straight sets. I was keen on the Spaniard Bautista Agu to come through against Lucas Rosol, but he annihilated him, really. 1-6-4, 6-2, 6-2. This is a tough match to call. I don't think it will be a straight setter by any stretch of the imagination. I think this one will... It could go the distance. I'd actually play 5 sets in the match here at 5-2. I think these two are so tightly matched. I've got to be with the outsider, though, Gabashvili. I just think he's slightly overpriced at 11-10, but not a match that I'd get overly involved with from a betting perspective. I think it's a tight one, this one. You look back to Rosol's performances on the clay this season, he's dropped to a world ranking of 43 now, which means he's got to qualify for some events. And he came through qualifying in Geneva, beat Yensun Liu and Jan Marti in that event before losing out to Stan Wawrinka, but took Wawrinka 3 sets, so that went the distance. Prior to that, he'd been knocked out first round in Madrid, first round in Rome against Songa and Shardy, respectively. Whereas Gabashvili has a little bit of confidence going in, having won a Challenge Tour event in Samarkand a couple of weeks ago. So side with Gabashvili here. Rosol the better of the two players, but Gabashvili just to come through this one at odds against, but I see it being a 5-setter.
Okay, 5 sets is 5-2. If you want to be a bit braver, Gabashvili to win 3-2.
Yeah.
5-1.
Yeah, don't mind that. It all depends how Lucas Rosol serves. If Rosol serves strongly and his first serve percentage is around about 70%, he can dominate on serve against Gabashvili. If his first serve percentage drops at all, I think Gabashvili is the more natural clay court player and he'll come out on top. So it's one maybe to look at in play. I think if Rosol serves well, he'll be the victor. But if Gabashvili can get into Rosol's service games, he can come out on top because he's more adept at staying in the rallies for longer and then maybe dominate from the back of the court. But very tight matchup, that one.
Okay. Unbelievably, you're not talking about men for once in the next one. You're
no,
onto the ladies.
I'm straying from the men's side of the tournament into the women's, which is unusual for me because the women's tennis is so topsy-turvy, and every single time I'm on in-play radio and I'm working with another compadre who likes the tennis, I always say, don't mind taking the women's tennis this afternoon, do you? I'll do the men's and you do the women's, because the patterns stand up more in the men's tennis, and you can almost be guaranteed that players will play their game. And whereas the women's is a little bit more unique in the fact that you can have spells where they'll win four games successively and then look like they've never held a tennis racket for five games. It's that sort of style, the women's game. That's my opinion anyway.
Okay. Equal rights and all that. Samantha Stosa against Maria Sharapova.
Why do you think we're talking about this game? That's why. I thought I'll change it up here.
HR department have been in touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stosa is 100-30. Sharapova is 1-5. Maria Sharapova, a two-time winner at the French Open. You mentioned that trends don't necessarily work out in the women's side of games all the time, but Sharapova's pretty consistent throughout most tournaments.
Yeah, she's a grinder, Sharapova. I mentioned this on a previous podcast. I don't know if it was a podcast we recorded or one that I did with Nick Lester, but this surface is tailor-made to her game because she's got the ability to stay in points and stay in games and matches when others have cried enough. She's just so strong mentally, Sharapova. I just find this to be an intriguing matchup because Samantha Stosa has decent clay court form as well. You look at her clay court form recently, and she was a winner in Strasbourg last week, the week before this French Open, and she's got a storied history against Maria Sharapova as well. They've met each other on numerous occasions, and usually Sharapova comes out on top. She's won the last four meetings, Sharapova. However, they've met once at the French as well, and that was last year, and it went three sets before Sharapova came out on top. That was in the last 16. That was a three-setter. They met in Stuttgart in the quarterfinals on clay. That was a three-setter. Another couple of occasions where Sharapova's come up out on top in straight sets on the clay. But I think this surface brings them closer together, in my opinion. And Samantha Stosa's got a good record at the French as well. Finalist in 2010, made the semis in 2009 and 2012, knocked out in the fourth round last year. So Samantha Stosa, no back number on this surface, likes playing on the clay. And I think she can get a set here. Her performances to date in the tournament have been very strong. Came through against Madison Brengel in the first round, 6-1, 6-3, and Amandine Hesser in the second round. Unlucky to drop the game there. 6-love, 6-1, she beat Hesser in the second round. Similar sentiments, similar comments apply to Maria Sharapova. She's been good. Beat Kaya Kanepi in the first round, 6-2, 6-4. Then came through against Vitalia Diachenko, 6-3, 6-1 in the second round. I see this being tight. I think Sharapova comes out on top, but give Stosa a set here, definitely, with her record at the French Open. And in two of the four meetings on clay, she's taken a set off Sharapova before being beaten in the match. So I think Sharapova grinds this one out. But 2-1 looks attractively priced to me at 16-5.
Yeah, juicy prices.
Yeah, very nice price there.
16-5 for that one. And three sets in the match is 19-10.
Yeah.
Rather than backing 1-5 about Sharapova. So
I think Sharapova's stronger mentally. So I do think if it goes three sets, she comes out on top. But for the slightly more cautious out there, you can play that three sets at 19-10. I do like that. But Sharapova, 2-1 at 16-5. It's tight. I marginally prefer the better value on Sharapova to win that deciding set at 16-5.
Okay. How about Sharapova gets beat in the first set but still wins 2-1? So to lose the first set in the match and to win,
yeah,
Sharapova is 24-5.
Don't mind that at all. Like that price. So I'd maybe play 70% of my stake on Sharapova 2-1 at 16-5, 30% on Sharapova to lose the first set and win the match at 24-5.
All right.
Those two bets in that match. I think it's got a good makeup, that match. To given that Sharapova is so short at 1-5, it means the other markets that are derived from that price gives you a bit of value in backing a 2-1 win for Sharapova there.
Yeah, I like it. Now, I've just knocked together a quick treble of your selections.
Yep.
Cuevas to win at 2-1.
Yes.
Gabashvili to win at 11-10.
Yep.
And I've put Sharapova to win by 2-1.
Okay.
pays 25.46 to 1.
That's nice. You can have a quid on that at the very
how confident.
Least. yeah, my favourite bet's Pablo Cuevas, definitely to win that match at 2 to 1. I'm surprised he's that big in the betting. I think maybe the compiler's overrating his chance, given that he's French and given that he'll be out on one of the major courts. Order of play not yet been set for tomorrow, but he'll be out on either Philippe Chatrier or Susan Longlon. So the crowd will be behind him in that match, but Monfils will find some way to can it up, I'm sure. And given historically, he does talk about how quickly he gets fatigued in these big tournaments. That day is coming, whether it's this round or the next. Gael Monfils will be getting knocked out of this tournament shortly.
Okay, good stuff.
Clip that up if he wins the event. By the way. I don't want to hear that on a jingle.
It's going on the cart wall.
Don't want to hear that on a jingle.
It's going on a jingle, in fact, yeah. The French Open with Dave Kellner. Monfils won't win. Right, good stuff, Dave. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.